Are you searching for personal development, motivation, self-help, success? Hal Elrod's 5-minute rule? You've come to the right place. Hang on.
Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Hal Elrod is on a mission to elevate the consciousness of humanity one morning at a time. He is one of the highest-rated keynote personal development speakers in America. He is also the creator of one of the fastest-growing and most engaged online communities in existence. Hal's the author of one of the highest-rated best-selling books in the world. The Miracle Morning has been translated into 27 languages, has over 2,000 five-star Amazon reviews, and is practiced daily by over 500,000 people in now over 70 countries. Today, Hal is going to talk to us about the 5-minute rule. What's that? Listen to Hal.
It's okay to be negative when things go wrong, but not for more than 5 minutes. You get five minutes to bitch, moan, complain, punch a wall, whatever you got to do. And after 5 minutes, we were taught in our sales training, when you have a canceled order or a no-show or you don't hit a goal or any kind of disappointment, you set your timer on your phone, you get 5 minutes, and then after the 5 minutes is up, you say three powerful words. Can't change it. Can't change it. And it reminds you that intellectually, as an intelligent human being, there's no value in dwelling on something that's out of our control. And guess what? Everything that's ever happened is out of our control. Unless you're Marty McFly with a DeLorean, you can't go back and change it, right? You can change everything else, but you can't go back. So whether it happened 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago or 5 days ago, but you think about it, every negative emotion that we ever feel is self-created. This is something that one of the greatest lessons I learned is every negative emotion is self-created by our level of resistance to our reality. So think about that. To the degree that when something bad happens, to the degree that we wish and want it were different, is the degree that we create emotional pain for ourselves. So if something's kind of annoying like traffic, and you're like, nah, son of a... And we resist the traffic, resist the pace of the cars in front of us. Does that ever work, by the way? Like, you get frustrated enough, like, you son of a... No, I'm going to be late. Come on. Do they move? No. But we do it. Whether it's something small like that, a minor resistance, or whether it's being told you're never going to walk again, or losing a loved one, or anything in between, to the degree of resistance that we create is the emotional pain that we create for ourselves. And I learned that with the 5-minute rule. And so I said, Dad, the car accident was 2 weeks ago. My 5 minutes is long up. I said, I can't change that I was hit by a drunk driver. I can't change that my bones are broken. I don't know if I'll ever walk again. I said, but there are really only two possibilities, and you and Mom don't need to worry about me. I said, possibility number one is the doctors are right and I will never walk again. And I've accepted that as a possibility. I said, meaning, if I'm in a wheelchair the rest of my life, I promise you, I will be the happiest person you've ever seen in a wheelchair. Because I'm in a wheelchair either way. Why be miserable living in a wheelchair the rest of my life when I could be the most grateful human being on the planet living in a wheelchair the rest of my life? And I want to pause and ask you, what's your wheelchair? What is your wheelchair? What's that experience in your life, either recent, happening now, or from your childhood, or anywhere in between, that causes emotional pain for you? Because it wasn't fair, and it wasn't right, and it wasn't just, and you didn't deserve it. So no, you're not going to accept it. See, we think that accepting things, especially if someone else did it to us, we mistakenly think that accepting it lets them off the hook. Like, no, I'm not going to accept it. That was wrong. They shouldn't have done that. I'll never accept it. But see, it doesn't let them off the hook. They're already off the hook. It lets us off the hook. It frees us from emotional pain. When we accept the things we can't change, it frees us from emotional pain.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Hal Elrod, simply search YouTube and be sure to go to his website, halelrod.com. His bestseller book, The Miracle Morning, can be found at his website and or amazon.com. Comes in an audio format, too. And I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Hal Elrod. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.